I think there's a very interesting reaction. The reaction is that some know that we make this work against military bases, because it was not the first time that my office and my group and the intergroup Peace Initiative launched this question. Mm-hmm. But it was the first time that we have had an official conference as group GUE NGL with the clear message no bases. And the funny thing is that I know that there is a support from some MEPs which are against special military bases. For example, yesterday in the hearing there was one Cyprian MEP from the Liberals who is against the British bases and is not against all bases. So it is a difference. I know that the focus, what we have had yesterday in the meeting, is not shared from the majority in the parliament. But nevertheless, it's necessary to do it here and to give a sign outside. And I told in the meeting in the morning, in the informal meeting, and also in the hearing from the GUE NGL, that we want to give something like support to have a EU-wide coordination against military bases. Mm-hmm. And I think it was successful. So some working groups are established, and it was also clear that it was a clear signal that there is a support from different MEPs, from our political group, GUE NGL, for this No Bases campaign. And now it's necessary to have it on the level, on the ground. For example, the fight in Vicenza, the fight in Ramstein, the fight in Ansbach, the fight in Leipzig, the fight in Rotta, and so on, and to coordinate this. And I think when it was possible that our group and me can give something like an initiative supporting this, it was good. So that is what is necessary that MEPs do.
Yes, just one thing more before maybe Matej asks. It's interesting, at least for me, that we don't hear much about the Russian bases on such debates. Why do you think that's so?
I think it's in this case it was clear because it was about aggression and military bases inside European Union and from European Union.
Yes.
And so it's clear that this is not aggression, because in the moment I don't know if there is still a big Russian base in one of the EU member states, but I would not say it is not the case. So, but I know that, for example, in the international coordination no bases, it was one speaker spoke about Russian military bases, and I also know that the former Russian military bases in the former GDR in the eastern part of Germany plays a role, especially how to convert these military bases in a civil use and the environment problems and so on. So it plays a role, but the interesting is that I think also that we have a clear focus on these bases which are used for wars. And so it's clear that especially the bases of the United States are in the focus, but also more and more this of the EU member states, and in the next time from European Union. So I think these are the reasons.